Morning, church. How are we? Good. Man, what an amazing morning. Turn to the person next to you and say, this is church. we're praying for Pastor Ben. He's unwell this morning, so you're stuck with the Temu version of Ben Patterson. So that's me. No, but it's an honor to share, and I just want to honor what the Lord's doing, and let's just pray and turn our attention to the Lord. Lord, we love you and we honor you. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you're here, that you're with us, that you're not far away. And we have been singing and focusing on the blood of Jesus and the cross of Christ and what that means for us, that we have access to you, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just make ourselves aware that you're here with us. And we just say that we love you. We love you and we honor you. We glorify your name. And we thank you, Father, that you don't discriminate, you don't exclude from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, you're a precious, loving Father to everyone. In your holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. As we've heard, the theme of the youth camp this weekend has been the way. And I just really briefly just want to touch on a couple things around that and just create some space for us to respond to what I feel like the Lord's doing and how powerful was it hearing those testimonies from Zach and Shanae and Nathan. And I believe that's a little key that the Lord's wanting to unlock in those three areas, the Holy Spirit, for an awareness of the nearness of the Lord, and for those stuck in cyclical sin, cycles of sin or bondage or brokenness. So John 14:6, it'll pop up on the screen, the central verse for the theme over the weekend, Jesus saying, why don't we read it out together? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just three really quick thoughts is that Jesus is the way to the Father. There's that popular saying that goes around that all roads lead to God. This kind of idea that through all the different religions, it's all kind of flowing back to the same God, divine being. But we know that that is not true. There is one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus. Amen. Through Jesus. And it says in Matthew that this is a narrow path. It's not a broad path. For those of us who have been following the Lord, we know that sometimes it's costly to say no to the world, to say yes to that baby's agreeing with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Out of the mouths of babes. We know that it's a costly yes. We would be lying to ourselves if we just go, yep, I'm following Jesus. It's going to be cruisy. Because the way to the Father is through Jesus. And he laid the example for us, didn't he? When he gave his life. He was obedient unto death. And so there is a denial of self that's involved. A saying no to the left or to the right or to what society is doing. What our friends might be doing. What social media might say, this is freedom, this is the way to do things. But to say yes to Jesus is to deny our flesh, to deny ourselves, and to lose our lives and to find it through Jesus as we pick up our cross and follow him into his death that we might be raised to life through Christ. Amen. It's a beautiful progression If we look at the tabernacle in the Old Testament, we'll pop the screen up. I'm kidding, just freaking out Eli in the back room. There's no picture. His heart rate just... of the tabernacle and the three stages of the outer courts, the inner courts, and the Holy of Holies. And through those initial gates, that is called the way into the outer court, and that is where the sacrifices take place. And coming into the inner courts through the doors is called the truth. And this is where the lampstands and the table of showbread. I'm not going to go into all the details right now. And then finally into the Holy of Holies, there's a veil, and that's called the life. And it's this picture of a progression into the very presence of our God. And so Jesus is saying that it is through him and him alone that we have access to the Father, the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is also the way of the Father. In Colossians 1:15, let's read this out loud too. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. If we ever want to know what God the Father is like, we have a great picture, a great idea, and that is through Jesus, the image of God. That word image means icon or symbol. So if we want to know what God the Father's like, we look at Jesus and we look at Jesus' ways. He is loving. He is merciful. He is selfless. He is yielded. He is surrendered. This is what God the Father is like. And we have the picture of what God the Father is like. We can understand what he is like as we look at Jesus. Jesus is the way of the Father. Number three, Jesus is the truth of the Father. In Luke 24, we get the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And this is after Jesus has died on the cross, he's been buried, and he's resurrected. He's revealed himself to to Mary. But there was the other disciples that hadn't seen him yet. And I won't read the whole portion, but they're just discussing. There's two disciples that they're on the way to Emmaus. And they happen upon Jesus, but they don't realize it's him. And Jesus has a sense of humor. It says in verse 17, what's this conversation that you two are holding with each other as you walk? Like, what are you guys talking about? And they look at him and they're like, are you the only one here in Jerusalem that doesn't know what's happened? And this is when you know, yeah, Jesus has a sense of humor. In verse 19, it says, he said to them, what things? What do you guys do? What's been happening here? they say to him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. They're going to share how that he was delivered, he was killed, that the priests and rulers crucified him. And it says in verse 25, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe, this is Jesus speaking now, all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And in verse 27, remember, this is taking place before the New Testament was written. It was just the scriptures. What we now know as the Old Testament is what we're referring to here in verse 27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he being Jesus, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning who? Himself. Jesus. It's all been about Jesus. It always has. It always will be. He is concealed in the Old Testament and we see him revealed in the new. Amen. So Jesus is the truth of the Father. And fourthly, I tricked you. I said three things, but there's four. This one's for free. Jesus is the life of the Father. And what is that life? It is eternal life. Eternal life for all who shall believe in Jesus. That eternal life that we access through him and him alone. Through acknowledging our need for a Savior and acknowledging that he was the one that died, that paid the price for every sin. That was buried, and 3 days later, he rose to life, that we can identify ourselves with him, that we can throw everything upon him and walk in that same eternal life and newness of life. Jesus is the way to the Father, the ways of the Father. He's the truth of the Father, and he is the life of the Father. There is not many ways to get to God. There is one, and that is through Jesus Christ, the only way. And it says in Romans that this gospel, this message of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. It cost heaven everything. But he did it for you and I so that we can have life, and life abundantly, and life eternally, that we can believe in him. Hold lightly to the things of this world and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Amen. This is the message that changed my world when I was a six-year-old. I remember sitting in church and my heart was thumping. Something was going on inside of me. Maybe you're feeling the same this morning. That's like something, this, I don't fully comprehend everything, but this is, there's something real here that I'm experiencing. That Jesus, many years ago, would die on a cross for me. And he did it for you. Aren't you thankful for the cross? Aren't you thankful for salvation? That it's not up to us. Man, if it was up to me, oh goodness, that is not a good scenario. But we have an advocate. We have someone that stands on our behalf, that we can just believe in him. Say, by faith, I believe that this is for me. So perhaps we can all stand. And maybe you've found yourself here in church. It might be your first time here. It might be your 15th, your 5,000th time. But maybe you can feel something going on the inside of your heart that is saying, wow, to think Jesus would die on a cross for me. To think that despite whatever I've got going on in my life, that he would love me enough to die for me, to say, all that you need to do, son, all that you need to do, daughter, is just to believe in me and to have eternal life. And it says in the Bible that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of taking hold of this free gift, of stepping into what we would call a relationship with Jesus Christ, to be born again, to say, yeah, I believe God sent his son to die for me, to be buried and to be raised to life so that I can have eternal life. Jesus is the only way to the Father. And so if you are here and you feel something going on in your heart and you're like, yeah, I want to step into this relationship with Jesus. I want you to be so bold, just by faith. Would you lift your hand and just just give us a wave so that we can know and pray with you this morning. Awesome, I see that hand. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else? Yeah, I see that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hands popping up over here. Yeah, right out the side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, right on the outside. Oh, this is beautiful, church. This is people coming in to the kingdom of God. It says that the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. If you'd be so bold and exercise your faith, I would love to invite you to come down to the front. I want to pray for you right now for you to receive this free gift of salvation. So why don't, if you lifted up your hand, could you come down? If you're here with a friend and you're like, yeah, can you come with me? Why don't you come down in church? Can we just thank the Lord for what He's doing here? Come on down. Yeah, come in nice and close. This is beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our friends, this is the most exciting, important decision that you have ever made in your whole life. Isn't it, church? Can you say, I'm a new creation? Or church, can you say it with us? I am a new creation. Thank you, Lord. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lead us through a prayer. Church, you're going to join me. And this is just you saying, Jesus, come into my life. Make me Lord, make you Lord of my life. Amen. Can we do that? Church, can you stretch your hands out to these people? All right, let's say, Heavenly Father, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you sent your Son to die on the cross. And that when He did, that took care of every sin, every sickness, every disease. And as you raised to life, you broke the power of sin and death. And the free gift is mine to receive through faith. I believe that you are the Lord and you are the only way to the Father. Thank you that through you, I have eternal life. I am saved. I am redeemed. I am set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just one more thing. If you can stretch your hands out to these people and let's just pray. Thank you, Lord. We just declare that the power of God would just come upon your sons and daughters right now as they've received that free gift of salvation, that you would just bless them. You would pour out your love upon them, Lord, that they would experience the freedom that they have in Christ Jesus, no longer bound by sin. Sin is broken. Disease is broken. They are healed. They are made whole through you. And we thank you, Lord God, that today is a day of salvation. In your holy and precious name, amen, amen. Guys, if you want to head over this way, we've got a Why Jesus stand. We'll have some people there that'll give some information to you. So if you just want to head over there near that red banner, and if we can just have some team there, just to give them, let's give them a hand. So good. So good.